And now it's time for this week's episode of Radioga. So please help me welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty.
Thank you, Sage. It's good to be here. And we're going to be talking about something in yoga that's called Kriya, which just means it's an action that moves or displaces energy. So we're going to do small actions or movements to try to rid the joints of old energy so they move more freely. And you can think of an example of this, like if someone were to sit down, a pianist were to sit down to play the piano, they might fold their fingers together and press their palms forward with their knuckles facing them. So that would be an example of a Kriya. So we'll go ahead and do that. So gather your hands in front of your heart, fold them together, take a deep breath in, and exhale, push your palms forward as your knuckles and fingernails face you. And then draw your hands back to your heart, uncross your fingers and lace them, interlace them the opposite way, and then press them forward again. Good. And then bring them back and bring your hands right above your head, palms pressing together. We're going to wake up the elbows a little bit. So you're just going to lift your fingertips to the sky, and then you're going to drop the base of your palms and your wrists to the top of your head with an exhale. Inhale, lift. Exhale, drop your wrists to your head. One more time. Inhale, lift, pressing your hands away. And then exhale, land. Now we're going to switch out the breath. So we're going to inhale when our wrists and hands are resting on our crown of our head. Inhale. And then exhale, stretch, really pull your navel center into the spine. And then inhale, dropping hands to the top of the head again, filling the belly. And then exhale, squeeze the belly empty, squeeze the lower lobes of the lungs empty. Inhale, reach down to the head. And exhale, squeeze empty as you press your fingers to the ceiling. And then release your hands and just rest for a minute. Notice the energy and the sensation in your forearms, your elbows, your fingers and wrists. And then we're going to twirl the wrists in circles independently. So separating your hands, letting your fingers just flow in the air in circles, and then go the opposite direction. Good. Now make a fist with your thumbs on the outside of the fingers and twirl the fist. You'll feel quite a different sensation in the forearms, especially if you try to draw the biggest circle you can. And then swirl in the opposite direction. You might get a little crackling in the joints. And then open and close your fingers in big, wide, I call it starfish fingers, trying to create maximum distance between each of your fingers and squeeze them into a fist. So kind of like flashing lights. And then you're going to fold your thumb into the center of your palm and fold the fingers around the thumb and twirl your wrists again. Good. And then turn the other way. Excellent. And then rest. Rest your hands on your lap and just feel the sensation in fingertips, the knuckles, the wrists, the forearms.
I find in my teaching that kriyas are a very accessible way to start to introduce a posture.
Yes. Often I use kriyas as warm-up exercises, and you can turn any posture, any movement into a kriya. It's not a set pattern of movements. It's just a repetitive pattern that kind of moves the joint in a way that lets you release old energy that might be stored in the joint or muscles. This has been Terry Flaherty for Radioga on Allegheny Mountain Radio.